Good morning and shalom, believers around the world, or good evening if you're halfway around the world. Let's give Satan a black eye right now. Pray in the mighty name of Yahawahusha that he will bring us the word. He will convict us with the power of the Ruach HaKadosh. That it's not up to me to convince you of anything. Ruach HaKadosh convicts and convinces of the truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth. By the faith, Ephesians 2, faith in Messiah, Yahawahusha. Faith comes by hearing the word of Yahweh. Let's give him a black eye right there. What do you say? Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that favor may abound? Yahweh forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin have any, I can't even read it, live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us, as were immersed into Yahawahusha, were immersed into his death? You want to put the word Messiah in there? That's okay. The Anointed One. So as many of us as were immersed into Messiah were immersed into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by immersion into death, that like as Messiah was raised up from the dead by the esteem of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, how many of us have been immersed? I couldn't find a goodly pastor, so I went out and Yahweh did it for me. He immersed me. And I'm trying to look up another one on immersion, but that's okay. We'll do that later. We know that Yahweh exists because of the gift of faith, because of the many examples he gives us in creation. There are many great proofs and arguments to prove the existence of Almighty Yahweh from history, ancestry, archaeology, and the Word itself. How many people have died just because of the Word? Why would they be martyrs for the Word if there was nothing to it? Why would people even bother to murder them in the first place if the Word doesn't mean anything? I know, yes, it convicts them, but so what? I mean, there's a lot of preachers around, Baptist, Catholic, and Jewish, who are preaching against adultery and second and third marriages and so on, like Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton. But we have to read the Word almost daily, or we forget his teaching, because I don't really think that we have his Word written in our hearts yet, because he hasn't come back yet. We haven't died physically yet. I think that may be the reason that we just need to be reminded all the time. We hear things on the from the pulpit that just remind us over and over that we already know, but we're just being reminded of it. That's all. Moses was preaching back there in the book of Exodus to all these people. They probably had a great deal of them knew what the word was, but they just needed to be reminded daily. Or you forget. They were just because we're human beings. We're hard-headed. Maybe the men are more hard-headed, or, I don't know, sometimes the women. There's the Christian feminist movement, and even the Christian lesbian movement. That's you dress a person up, and then it no longer looks like a duck. It still walks like a duck, and it acts like a duck. But they say, well, it doesn't look like a duck, though. It looks different, you know. But it's still a duck, isn't it? A duck is a duck by any other name. And there's the Christian lesbian, Christian feminist movement. Yahweh does exist, we know, from creation. And if we have faith, he just gives us the faith. There is no problem on these. In truth and in the Spirit, we understand the Word. Yahweh is the Word. Oh, we have to read, we have to study it, of course. It doesn't just come out of blue air, out of the wall or anything, or the Spirit doesn't. Otherwise, when we are born or when we are saved, and we'd immediately know everything that he wants us to do and everything he doesn't want us to do. And people talk about, well, behavior has nothing to do with being saved. Well, that's right. You're not saved by a change of behavior necessarily. You're saved by the blood of Yahawahusha. But we understand Yahweh is the Word, and that's provable in the first chapter of John. If we add or remove even the slightest amount of Scripture, we are sinning against our Savior and Redeemer. We don't learn from history. But he said, well, I don't remember what John 1, I can't remember driving along or I'm in my room studying, I don't have time to look it up. So could I do that for a second? I'll just read the key scriptures in there. In the beginning was the Word. Now this is talking about the Messiah. He is the Word. He wrote it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. See, the Word was, the Jehovah's Witness put it, the Word was a G-O-D with a little g, I believe, was a God, you know, as if we can all be gods or something. I know they have a lot of other teachings that may help, but that's one of the problems that the Watchtower Society has there in their, what do you call their scriptures? The New World Translation, that's right, which is actually from the Alexandrian Egypt sin, out of sin text, the same place as all the other modern Christian versions come from. So back to the Word, the same was in the beginning with Yahweh. Verse 9, and that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. But as many as has received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name. We want to have his correct name. You know, some people, why do we have to be so careful about his name? But here we even have Satan's name in Hebrew, in the Word. Why can Satan have his name in Hebrew, but yet Yahweh's name has to be changed to something that doesn't even resemble what it is, to a substitute, let alone a pagan substitute, as we've proven in the website, and I could give you 312 references, and there are more. Name me one, the person says. Alexander Hislop. I can't remember the name of his book, but I'm looking in my copy of Come Out of Her, My People, which is downloadable free from the internet, comeoutofhermypeople.com. And let's see, Hislop. Well, I should know the name of that, and it's not on the tip of my brain right now. I'm sorry, I can't find it in the back there in the contents. Back, I don't want to be distracted too much. And the Word was made flesh here in John 14:1-14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So obviously, the Word being made flesh, these black and white words on the paper didn't become flesh. So obviously, it was Yahweh, and Yahweh is the Word. And he dwelt among us. And we beheld his esteem, the esteem of the only begotten of the Father, full of favor and truth. Verse 17, for the law was given by Moshe, but favor and truth came by Yahushua. Now that could be looked up in a Hebraic version, where it would read much better. For example, some of the words were added in there anyway. The law was given by Moses. No man hath seen Yahweh at any time. They're speaking of the Father here. No man hath seen Yahweh at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He has declared Yahweh's name, and that's why our Messiah was impaled for blaspheming according to their law. He used the name Yahweh. And you weren't supposed to, according to Jewish tradition at that time, not to say that all Jews were bad, but according to their tradition existent at the time, weren't supposed to speak the name because it was an ineffable name or some weird superstition, a Kabbalistic problem there. So the corrupted modern scripture texts from Egypt are being used instead of the pure milk of the Word, for example, in the King James, which was from Antioch. And King James doesn't take out the equivalent of 1st and 2nd Peter like the modern versions. Now, not all modern versions, but there's one called the Restored Scriptures that probably uses the scriptures from Antioch. I haven't checked into it, but should be good, other than they're changing the name. The false messengers these days say all sorts of things are wrong with a King James version. You know, you can find all kinds of problems. They will not qualify that while there are errors in every version and translation, the King James has the least problems. These false ministers leave it up to the masses to erroneously believe that all modern scriptures are an improvement over that despicable, detestable King James version, which is not true. So let us continue to walk in the Word and read, you know, what we know to be the truth. not fool around with these watered-down versions you find in Christian bookstores. Thank you for joining us. Shalom.